This is Jason Chan, lecturer of Hong Kong Community College, HKCC PolyU, presenting to you Meng Pao's editorial. Empty words on riding out hardship together. At a time when all sorts of businesses are facing hardships and the unemployment rate is on the rise in Hong Kong, the pay adjustment arrangement for the city's 180,000 civil servants has become an issue of great concern. The Hong Kong Chinese Civil Servants Association, HKCCSA, the largest civil service union in the city, has suggested a 3-year wage freeze for the entire civil service starting from this year, but several prerequisites are also laid down in the proposal, including a 2-year pause of the pay trend survey from next year onwards. In the face of internal and external adversities, Hong Kong's economy is unlikely to recover for a certain period of time. Any arrangement that allows a pay rise despite the pandemic for civil servants is unreasonable and will hardly be accepted by the public. The proposal of a wage freeze for 3 years appears to show a willingness to ride out the hard times together on the service. But it is in essence a strategy for making gains tomorrow by making concessions today. An attempt to avoid salary cuts that would be based on the pay trend survey over the next 2 years. The public expect civil servants to ride out the hard times with them sincerely. If civil servants want to stop the pay trend survey whenever the survey puts them at a disadvantage, that will inevitably leave the public with an impression that they agree to our system only when it favors them, but will oppose it when it does not.